From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division, submitting an informational report regarding overtime and use of advanced steps at the Behavioral Health Division. This item was also referred to the Committee on Personnel. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay, this report actually was originally requested by Personnel Committee, and then also I think it came to this committee as well, given that it was related to BHD and issues regarding overtime. There was a series of questions that were raised after an overtime report, I think, that was in the paper last year. And this report really kind of identifies how the Behavioral Health Division utilizes overtime, points out the number of positions in the budget, and the fact that we do budget for overtime. As you can see, we budgeted about $3 million in 2011, and then that was about $43 million of overtime in salaries. And as you can see from the chart, there's about a 10-year chart that identifies what BHD has in overtime as it relates to salaries and overtime. And in the last several years, you can see that they've been bringing that down. For about the last 3 years, there's been a very concerted effort to work on ways and strategies to reduce that overtime. And I think some of those strategies have begun to pay off. In fact, one of the additional strategies in 2011 was there was a number of additional positions that were funded. Not only were they needed, but it is an attempt to try to get the base staffing so that you have enough positions at any point in time in terms of your base number, and therefore you won't have to offer so much overtime where individuals are covering shifts, which create additional overtime dollars. The other area that was of some concern to personnel was that there had been a series of requests every month that requested a pay, an increase in the pay range. Sometimes those increases in pay ranges were due to just trying to retain staff, and in many cases it was due to the nurses. They're in their existing contract, you will see that there are various starting salaries and there is compensation and incentives given for specific experience, as well as for psychiatrists, given that that had been such a challenge in recruitment. Many times new psychiatrists coming on, we had requested to give them increases in the pay range to try to get them to come, because we were actually competing with a number of other counties who do pay a little bit more, and even the private hospitals that pay more for the same types of positions. So we were attempting to try to put that in context and explain that. The second piece to this report is a study that's going to be done by an outside firm in conjunction with the Department of Human Resources to really look at comparable salaries for psychiatry and psychology in particular, and perhaps make some recommendations about different ways that we can be in a better position to attract those positions. If we might want to look at rather paying hourly, maybe we would move to paying them on a salary basis, or we might also recommend looking at trying to adjust the pay range. But we didn't want to do that until we had some good information about what other similar communities are paying. One strong competitor of ours is the VA. We do have a number of individuals who we're competing with, and we know that their pay scale is somewhat higher than what we can offer. So a compatible report that will be coming back hopefully next month, once this outside firm has a chance to collect some data and put that report together, will be some recommendations and some strategies about how we can be more competitive in terms of those recruitment areas. Alex is here, who is our budget analyst, at BHD and assisted me in compiling this report. If you have some further questions, we'd be happy to try to answer them.
Comments, questions from committee? None? Alex,
you
thank you for
have anything
being
like
so
to
thorough
add?
That no one has any questions. Or it could be that they're comatose or need food.
Yeah.
Not really sure at this point. However, if anyone has further questions, they'll contact you.
Depressing meeting.
It has been, really.
Feel free to contact us with anything. We track this very carefully.
Okay. And I also want to thank Alex for coming out to State Fair on Monday and doing a very, very admirable job of filling in for Ms. Lighty, who is under the weather. So you did a great job.
Thank you
so much, as always.
It was fun.
It was wonderful. And,
it's a good team.
It is a very good team. You're blessed. All right. If there is nothing further from the committee, I would like to just notify everyone that Supervisor Mayo does turn 55 this week. So when you see him, please give him all your best and rib him a little bit because he's getting old. Okay. All right. Nothing further. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.